Life Audio.
Hi, friends. This is Bonnie Gray. I want to welcome you to Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I have six joy crushers to share with you. Well, why would we want to do that? We want to do that because we want to empower you to identify what those are so that we can replace those joy crushers with six joy refreshers. These are soul care tips that are based on science. You know, the way God wired our bodies to respond to stress, we can worship God with the truth of his joy. But God doesn't stop there. God says, love me with all your heart, mind, and soul. We want to experience that joy in our soul. That means it's very personal to the way God created you.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
So today's show, we're going to hit what those six joy obstacles are, and we're going to push through those because God has given us joy refreshers. Just pour yourself a cup of tea and relax and enjoy this time, because I ran into three women every morning I go for a walk. That's the way I spend time with God, to start the day with soul care. And as I was lacing up my hiking boots, I ran into some women. Actually, I overheard them as I was getting my jacket on, opening the trunk of my car. I heard some women chatting about what gives them joy. So I'm going to share the conversation I had with them with you, and we're going to identify six joy crushers and six joy refreshers. We'll talk about joy. I have something to celebrate with you and to thank you. Our Breathe community sisters, thank you so much for pre-ordering my new book, Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm, because this last week, Breathe pre-orders hit the number six Amazon bestseller ranking in the Christian growth category, and number four bestseller ranking in the meditation category. Breathe was right up there with C.S. Lewis and among the secular meditation books. I praise God for you, because the message of biblical mindfulness to lower stress versus and contrasted with the secular mindfulness that we hear about, it is reaching hearts of Christian women through this book and through your hands. So thank you for picking up copies for yourself and for Christmas gifts. So if you haven't gotten a chance yet, please pre-order my book, Breathe, and you'll receive a free gift as my thank you. Sign up for a free Breathe online Bible study. We're starting in January. You'll get me live for soul care coaching for four sessions, and you'll get community support. Go to thebreathebook.com. Again, it's easy to remember, thebreathebook.com. Sign up there. And first time I'm offering this online Bible study free, where we will Kick off the new year grounded in God's word and promises and prioritize your emotional wellness and your spiritual wellness. So make sure you sign up for this free online Breathe Bible study. Just go to thebreathebook.com and you'll get signed up free at thebreathebook.com. So as I share this conversation with these three women, I want you to think about for yourself, what area is God calling you to take steps of joy and what might be preventing you? Let's listen in. Okay, so it is so interesting. As I was putting on my hiking boots and I heard you guys over talking about stocking stuffers. And it's so great to just even see, you know, three women together taking a hike together in the morning. So what's one thing that brings you joy in the holidays?
So we were talking about stockings and my kids believe Santa and I get joy watching them. Their joy they get when they see what they wake up on Christmas morning and it's like, Santa's been, and oh, he brought me what I wanted. And, you know, that makes me very happy that they still have that magic.
So when you were a little girl, was that something you liked?
Yes, I remember waking up in the morning and like crawling out of my bed because my stocking was on the end of my bed. And, you know, you go to sleep and it's empty and you wake up and in the dark, you can feel it's got things in. You're like, wow. So I remember that, yeah.
Oh, wow. So I love that. You know, like the things that make you happy as a little girl. It's like you're sharing it with them.
Carry on your traditions, yeah.
And it brings you joy. Mm-hmm. So here we hear the first joy refresher. Sharing joy multiplies our joy. Research shows that sharing positive experiences leads to heightened well-being, increased overall life satisfaction, and more energy. Research confirms that when you share what gives you joy, that joyful feeling increases and lasts longer. So you hear from our first friend how she shared her joy of giving gifts and receiving gifts as a little girl. So what is your love language? Her love language, as you can tell, was gift giving. Now, Jesus himself has told us that we cannot forget to choose joy ourselves. This is the first joy crusher. And that is when you forget to choose joy yourself. Jesus says in John 15:12, I've told you these things so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. So you need to first make sure you prioritize, you have space to be filled with God's love pouring into you and to make space to do what gives you joy. And from there, you can pour out what you have received in. Let's listen to the second friend that shares.
Christmas really for me is about the kids, of like seeing how excited they are, and even actually the adults too, of the little things that you can get that'll make them so happy when you might be like, this is just so silly or small, but people get so excited about it. And I like to go to the Giving Tree with my kids and they get to help pick out gifts for another person, and to see them grow and enjoy giving is also a source of joy.
Now, what about for you when you were a little girl, what gave you joy during the holidays for yourself?
I mean, it was always opening presents, but then my family, my extended family, only got together a couple times a year. So Christmas morning, we'd go to my grandma's and I'd see all my cousins. And so that was always really nice, is to get to spend that time that I didn't get other times a year.
Oh, so I'm guessing one of your love languages is spending time together. That makes you happy.
Well, quality time.
Yeah. You know, when I was listening to her talk, the key words that jumped out at me were silly or small. But those were the things, the little things are what make us happy. So our second joy crusher is when we think things are a waste of time. Actually, it's a natural resistance and defense mechanism. Like when you think of an idea that might make you happy, one defense mechanism is just to swat it away and say, you know what, it's just a waste of time. It's silly or it's so small, it wouldn't make a difference. But the second joy refresher is that small is big and that it's never too late. You know, Jesus says that we want new wineskins to hold new wine. And talking about wine, when he performed his first miracle, the best wine was saved for last. That means it's never too late for you to choose small things that mean a lot to you because they bring you joy. So our second joy refresher is the study that one thing If it touches any of your five senses, studies show it will re-energize you. Now, you know, there's a lot of focus as you're listening to me chat with these friends. I ask them, well, what gave you joy as a little girl? It's really important because as we look at the Christmas story, you know, whether it's the wise men or the shepherds or Mary or even Zechariah, you notice every story encounter with God is very personal. It's very unique to each person's stories. So it's really important that we have a personal encounter that's meaningful for you. So don't swat it away as silly or small. It's big in God's eyes because you are big in God's eyes. Your joy matters.
How about you?
I think in the same vein, honestly, like for me, it's just like the gathering of everybody coming together. Like my younger brother, he moved down to Southern California to be with his wife. And they're coming up for Thanksgiving. And I think just having everybody around is just something really that's brings me joy more than any of the giving of presents. It's just spending time and having that like deliberate set aside time together.
Yeah. So it's like just the gift of being together.
Right.
Hearing that our third friend deliberately loves planning to spend time together. And that's our third joy refresher is it's important to plan ahead, to be intentional. Research shows at the University of London that when people made plans to enjoy something later, it didn't have to be large or significant. They experienced high levels of well-being by anticipating the experience before anything even happened. And so that is called anticipatory joy. So it's important that we become intentional and deliberate. Now, some of you have noticed that our friends number two and number three, their love language was quality time. And this is kind of the joy crusher that hits us. Our third joy crusher is comparison because we might compare what gives us joy looks different from what somebody else receives as joy. And sometimes we might think, gosh, our experience is so small and insignificant, or maybe I need to do joy that way. So comparison, obviously research shows immediately there's anxiety. And if we just spend any time on social media, studies show that anxiety goes up. So make sure you are able to think about what gives you joy and what's your style, personality-wise, extrovert or introvert, and really lean into that. And we look at the shepherds and Mary and the wise men and even Zechariah. You know, Mary spent time with one person only during this important Christmas season for her. That was with her cousin Elizabeth, an older woman who has gone through what she's gone through. So your quality time doesn't necessarily have to look like somebody else's with a big group. Maybe this Christmas season, your quality time is more one-on-one. And for instance, the shepherds, their quality time with Jesus was spent with other people on the same journey. It wasn't even with their immediate family. And then there were the wise men, right? They're with other people that were seeking. And of course, Zechariah, his time was spent with his faith community as he was waiting for the birth of John in preparation for Jesus. So remember that God places people on our path to be our spiritual family. And Jesus himself, his family definitely was different from other people he grew up with, right? In 2 Corinthians chapter 6:18, you know, God says, I will be your father. You will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. You know, God wants to give you family. And sometimes that family comes from friends who can provide what our perhaps family of origin did not provide. Or maybe this is a difficult time of grieving or loss or something is missing that would have been different from what you would prefer. God will provide joy that's customized for your need and your journey in this season this year.
Okay, so what helped you lower stress?
So I look quite like it in the vacation time
around holidays, like the kids don't have in their activities they normally do. Like our calendar's quite empty. We can actually do things together as a family rather than rushing from here to there. So like, oh, someone's got to be this and they've got to be at that. And just it's a bit more chilled out.
Mm-hmm.
And that I find just lowers stress generally.
Mm.
And then we can maybe pick to go on a hike together or do a jigsaw together or play games together. But, or we don't even have that time to do the rest of the crazy life.
I think that's pretty neat. Sounds like you put in activity that helps you chill out.
Yeah, well, I find when we've got the time, we can do activities we wouldn't normally have a chance to do.
I like reading, just for me, of like having that time that I take for me to read or run, where I can just stop and have some time by myself, because I feel like I'm constantly so worried about giving to others that I don't take as much time for me.
Ooh, I'm getting goosebumps. I like that. Read and run. Two R's. R and R. And time for yourself. Yep. Yeah.
The two joy crushers we hear in these answers are not having space to rest and also busyness. You know, if we don't have that space, how can we get refilled with joy? So the two joy refreshers is R&R. So is it reading a book? Is it running? Well, I think it's great. There's two active movements. One is quiet, like reading a book. Studies show that when you read an actual book that you hold, it will help your body relax. And it's different from digital books. And then second is movement, helping get your body into movement. That will definitely lift feelings of depression and help inject some mood boosters as those hormones, serotonin and dopamine, starts being released. And the other joy refresher is play, playing games and jigsaw puzzles. What are the games that you love playing? I love Taboo because I love words. So that's always a fun one for me. And I'm Chinese American. So I also love Mahjong. It's gin rummy, but with tiles. How about you?
I feel like going outside is always a good thing. I feel like whenever I feel kind of that, I don't know, there's this kind of restlessness that I feel when I spend too much time indoors. And usually it's like I have to be very deliberate about, oh, I should go outside. And that usually helps. Like, so going out for a run like we just did.
Oh, you guys went for a run. Yeah. Okay. Wow, that's great. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for taking a little time with us and encouraging us with your stories.
Thank you.
Our final joy crusher, number six, is feeling isolated and withdrawing. So we want to refresh you with the sixth joy refresher, interacting with God through nature and soaking in that beautiful trees or blue skies. Studies show that nature, even the sound of nature, birds singing, and if it's too cold to take a walk outside, even looking outside at trees will help your body to release serotonin. It's a wonderful way to boost your joy and feel better. I am so happy to share these joy tips with you. Today's power verse in John chapter 15, 12. I have told you these things so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. Whether it was Mary or the shepherds or the wise men, their joy came to fill them up when they took action. And they hurried. Mary hurried to go find Elizabeth. The shepherds hurried to go to Bethlehem. And the wise men were overjoyed when they saw that the star was moving ahead of them and they followed that star. So take action. Take one step to choose joy today. Dear Jesus, give me courage to reclaim moments of joy today, to take time for myself, to play and be renewed. Renew my mind to see a vision for who I am when I'm revitalized with joy with you. Then inspire a new idea to invite a friend to enjoy something simple together with you through me. Thank you. Amen. The gift of time, the gift of presence, the gift of joy. These are the things that really matter, friend. They feed the soul. Well, join me for that online free Breathe Bible study. We can be filled with joy together in the new year. Sign up at thebreathebook.com. You don't want to miss this. We have wonderful community support. Start the new year off grounded in God's word, practicing new wellness habits. Go to thebreathebook.com. Invite a friend and remember you're loved and cherished. See you next time.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
This is Chris Christensen, and back in 2006, I started a simple project. A project to try and introduce more people to the Bible through Bible study called the Bible Study Podcast. It's a simple name and a simple idea. Each week, every week, we study one chapter of the Bible, talk about what it says, and what that might mean for us today. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for the Bible Study Podcast on your favorite podcast app.